When was the last time we felt unified as a nation? Was it 20 years ago on September 11th? We suffered loss, we felt threatened, we wanted revenge. For that, we united. Today, not even the death threat of a pandemic can generate a United States of America. We look for peace in our world of different cultures when we cannot respectfully debate within our own country. An opinion cannot be offered without igniting a firestorm backlash from an opposing side. Racism, mask mandates, vaccination requirements, Afghanistan, how frequent to bathe our children? The list keeps growing. Must we choose to bash the current president or condemn the prior president for where we are today? Who benefits from cursing the darkness rather than lighting a candle? The toxic epidemic of hateful, disrespectful speech needs to be challenged. We read poison-laced words from friends on social media. We hear it in conversations at the supermarket, in restaurants, and even in churches. Do I recognize my own voice participating? The destructive volume of combatant voices casts a long shadow. Francis Chan's book, titled Until Unity, addresses the failure of unity within the body of the Christian Church. He convincingly cites many verses of Holy Scripture to provide evidence of God wanting unity among His children. Will you join me and invite others to share my latest challenge? Can I make it through a day without allowing any divisive words to escape from my mouth? Half day? 2 hours? Maybe I need to start with just the next 2 minutes more.